From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting world markets tumble in reaction to Britain's vote to leave the European Union. The British people on Thursday voted by a narrow margin to break away from the EU, a move that some European leaders are labeling a grave mistake. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that she takes note of the British people's decision with regret. She added, "There is no doubt that this is a blow to Europe and to the European unification process." Merkel added that she will host talks with the leaders of France and Italy and European Council President Donald Tusk in Berlin on Monday. Meanwhile, world stock markets plunged on the news. The Nikkei stock market in Japan closed down nearly 8%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index dropped 2.92%. London's FTSE 100 fell just under 3%, and the DAX Index in Germany dropped 6.82%. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 3% in late trading. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to British Prime Minister David Cameron and says he is confident the U.K. is committed to an orderly transition out of the EU. Obama says he talked to the Prime Minister on Friday, in addition to speaking with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. One thing that will not change, according to the president, is the special relationship between the U.S. and the U.K.
But while the U.K.'s relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
Mr. Obama said he believes that Britain's decision to leave the EU speaks to the challenges that are raised by globalization. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders told MSNBC's Morning Joe Friday that he will vote for Hillary Clinton in the upcoming November general elections. The Vermont senator said that stopping Donald Trump from entering the White House as president is one of his goals. He added, "The issue right here is I am going to do everything I can to defeat Donald Trump. I think Trump in so many ways would be a disaster if he were elected president." Sanders continues to campaign and speak at rallies across the nation, even though Hillary Clinton secured the nomination or the number of delegates for the nomination in early June. He dismissed the idea that he should withdraw before next month's Democratic convention. Fierce fighting has erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to Islamic State staged coordinated overnight attacks on Afghan security forces outposts and civilian areas. The clashes in the district of Khat in Nangarhar province continued into the morning, and one government official said that it left at least 30 Islamic State militants dead and several others wounded. The official confirmed that 3 civilians, including 2 women, were also killed, while 12 more were wounded. Residents in the area say Afghan forces have also suffered casualties, but they have not yet responded to those claims. The Islamic State attack in Khat is the first major operation in the militant outfit has undertaken outside the neighboring Achin district, which is believed to have turned into a main regional base for the Middle East terrorist organization. Israel's military says that its troops shot and killed a Palestinian woman after she rammed her vehicle into a West Bank checkpoint on Friday, injuring 2 Israelis. The army said in a statement that the woman accelerated and crashed into a stationary vehicle at the entrance of the settlement of Kiryat Arba. The 2 injured Israeli civilians, identified as a couple in their 50s, were taken to the hospital. Kiryat Arba is near the West Bank city of Hebron, which has long been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Pope Francis denounced again Friday the World War I-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide as he met with Armenia's president Serge Sargsyan. Francis, who is on a 3-day visit to the country, used the Armenian term Mets Yegern, but added to his prepared text the word genocide to refer to what he called the first deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed between 1915 and 1917. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.